In the Gospel of St. John, he never identified Jesus' miracles as miracles. He called them signs, because signs is meant to be the outward expression of Jesus' divinity. And sometimes we tend to think of miracle almost like in the line of magic. Something magical happened, something extraordinary happened, something that wow, something that is extravagant, something that's appealing, something that captivates our senses, something that's happening right in front of us that cannot be explained. And miracles could be interpreted as something that wow us for the moment, but we oftentimes tend to go on after we experience the miracle, because it really had not changed us deep from within. So St. John used the word sign to express Jesus' divinity. Jesus is not in the business of doing miracles to wow us like magic, to captivate us for a moment. What he did were signs of who he is deep from within, at the only begotten Son of God, who came to love us, like we have heard in the gospel reading yesterday, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to be with us at expiation for our sins, to redeem us. Signs come deep from within, because they are the outward expression of one's deep love. So when Jesus heals someone, when he performs miracle, it's the sign, the outward expression of his love for that person. And therefore, in order for sign to be truly received and embraced and loved, those people then need to embrace, recognize, and use their faith to receive the sign from God. That's why today we hear in the gospel reading a compare and contrast to the people who didn't believe him, and the one who believed him came to recognize that this is something that comes from God that changes our lives. And that's why in the verse before the gospel today, we are being reminded to seek good and not evil, so that you may live and the Lord will be with you. This is what we're called to do. I find it very amazing that every time the church tried to clarify something we have believed since the beginning, the comment on the internet had always been, this is the reason why organized religions fail. This is the reason why the church is no longer popular. And I always think in my mind, if the church was ever popular, then the church had never been faithful to the mission of the gospel. Because we're not in the business of popularity. That's for politicians. That's for people who yap and say things, right? That's for people who make false promises to be in the office. The church is not in the business of being popular. The church is in the business, per se, quote unquote, to be faithful to the gospel, informing disciples so that we, in turn, conform our lives to be more like Christ each day. The saints were not popular. The saints chose to love Christ and allowed their love for Christ turn into service, turn into testimony, turn into witness of what they truly believe. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, just like Jesus today, but not in the business, quote-unquote, to appeal to other people, but he expressed signs of his love, of his divinity for those who sought him, for those who truly in distress, for those who truly need him, so that they can be transformed, their life changed, and they come to believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save us, to love us, and to give his life at expiation for our sins.